Like many parents, you probably aspire to be the mom or a dad who gets up early in the morning, has a nice quiet start to your day, you read your Bible, maybe sip some coffee, you pray for your children. All of this happens before anybody else is awake. But when the demands of parenting leave you exhausted and it's now 11 or 12 at night, you really don't want to get up before everybody else and you feel like, I'm not measuring up. If that seems familiar to you, stay tuned. We're going to offer some hope. I'm John Fuller, along with my friend and Focus colleague, Dr. Danny Huerta. And we're going to be hearing right now from Jody Berndt, who is passionate about helping parents pray for their kids. That desire, though, was born out of some struggles, and here she is now with Jim Daly.
Jody, welcome to Focus on the Family. Welcome back, really.
Thank you. Thank you, Jim. Thank you, John. Just a big treat to be back.
It's good to have you. You are passionate about prayer. You've written several books about it over the past couple of decades. I think I defined you well as a prayer warrior. Let me go right to it. How does your husband, Robbie, feel about this? I mean, really, you probably have taught him like Gene.
I think that is a very kind label that I'm not sure I deserve. If you mean, do I pray? Do I have to pray a lot? Yes, I'm very aware of my own failings and inadequacies. And I think any parent will tell you we want God's best for our kids. And so I might say almost any parent has the makings of a prayer warrior just because we want to bring our kids before the Lord. But you asked me about Robbie. What did you ask me?
Oh, no. Sometimes men in marriage, we could be intimidated by prayer warrior wives. Like, maybe I'm not doing enough, you know, as the man of the home.
Yeah, you know, that's a deep question to kind of start off with, because it really is. I think a lot of times men say, okay, well, this is mom's job. You know, she's the more sensitive one, the more in touch emotionally, the spiritual stuff is on her. And while God may have wired us that way, I would just encourage any man who's listening to take up that mantle.
Jump in.
And jump on in. Yeah. And don't be intimidated. But I'll tell you, one of the reasons that we updated this book was because I heard from parents, both moms and dads, who would tell me that, you know, I didn't grow up in a home where people prayed, you know, at least not outside a church. It seemed like something you leave to the clergy, the varsity Christians. Feels a little awkward, a little unfamiliar. But folks would say, I don't want it to be that way for my kids. You know, I want to take the mystery out of prayer. I want them to feel free and available to approach God. What do I do? You know, how do I teach them? So whether it's a husband saying, hey, honey, I want to catch up to you, or whether it's a mom looking at her child and thinking, I don't want it to feel as awkward or unfamiliar as it did for me growing up. We updated the book and included a lot of material, a lot of bonus material in the back that really takes all the concepts and brings them down to a kid's level. Like, you can pray verses Hebrews 3:13, encourage one another daily. Such an easy one that a little child can learn and just pray, Lord, help me encourage people daily.
Yeah, and that is good. Let me ask you, though, you weren't always in this place where prayer was a good, strong discipline for you.
Right.
Speak back to the struggles that you had and why this became kind of a light bulb opportunity to say, I need to learn how to pray better. Because there's many, many people listening that don't have a robust prayer life.
Yeah.
What are those struggles that people have that you had?
Well, I think we all are painfully aware, right, of our shortcomings.
Yeah, we don't like to tell other people about it.
Right. We all have this sort of innate understanding that we need help from outside ourselves. And I did grow up in a home where people prayed. But I will tell you that when our children were young and I was praying for them, my prayers were kind of dull. I hate to say that. I mean, I'm sure God wasn't saying that I was boring him, but maybe I was, because it was a lot of, oh, bless them, help them on their spelling tests, help them feel better when they're sick. All legit prayers, good prayers, you know. But I just felt like I wanted something that felt fresher and more empowered. And when I began looking at the Bible as sort of a launching pad for my prayers, when I would see verses in there and think, that's what I want for my kids. Let me wrap my prayers in that language, you know. And I tell the story a lot of times that our children used to get in the car and they would just put their feet in each other's face and they'd call, I want to sit in the front seat. I want to sit in the, you know, this is the best seat. And it got to where, in fact, our in-laws came to babysit one time. Robbie and I was going to go with him on a business trip. And my in-laws came and the kids were getting in the car and they broke out in this normal daily morning fight of who got to sit where and whose feet were in whose face. And Pop-Pop says, you know, if Grandma and I were staying longer than a week, we would solve this. You wouldn't be talking like this every morning when we say get in the car. And our daughter, I forget how old she was at the time, elementary school, she said, well, Pop, it's a good thing you aren't staying any longer. And you know, I mean, that's not what you want for your in-law to
now
hear.
Now I think I know the answer to why you started praying.
Thank you. Every parent out there, you know, it's a struggle. But I remember around that time, going through my Bible, and I saw Ephesians 4, verse 29, and it says, let no unwholesome talk come out of your mouth, but only what is helpful for building others up according to their needs, that it would benefit those who listen. And I'll tell you, I read that verse, and I thought, number one, God's been spying on my family, you know, and number two, that's exactly what I want. So instead of praying, God, help my kids talk nice, I could pray, Lord, you know, let no unwholesome talk come out of that. Let no unwholesome talk come out of my mouth. I mean, I wasn't much better as a mom and a driver. Don't make me pull over, you know, that whole line. But let it be beneficial, that it would build others up. What a great prayer.
Danny, I really love how Jody talked about that verse in Ephesians, which reminds us to speak words of life. I have not yet mastered that. I still lead sometimes with the negative or the crit. How have you found that speaking encouraging words makes a difference in your home?
Really, when they're genuine and when I pause and look into my kids' eyes. I love doing this. And I think they see the intensity and the seriousness that I'm speaking to their soul, not just to them. And I'll tell them that.
You are kind of intense.
I can be.
And I imagine if you slow down, it's kind of hard to look away when you're
At them and I look at them and I'll make an observation of who I see them to be. And I'll say, man, I love this about you. Or I saw this. Man, that was fantastic. That was exciting to see God pouring through you. Or I love your smile. I love the ideas you bring to the house. The other thing we use in our house is the chalk markers that I've mentioned here before. And you can use dry erase markers. We have some chalk markers we sometimes give away here at Focus. And the idea is to go to the mirror where your child's going to see themselves. And this is where a lot of lies come in. And so you're running interference there. And you draw a circle, they'll see themselves. And then you write either a quote or truths about who they are, observations, so that when they see themselves in the mirror, they see possibilities rather than limitations. And you can explain that to them. I want you to see the potential there, the possibilities of who God has created you to be as a masterpiece of his creation. Speak those words of life to your kids. Don't hesitate to do that. Tell them you love them. You'd be the only person, one of the few people that would die for them. And so remind them of that type of love. There's a verse that I came across recently, Proverbs 15:31, that says, the ear that listens to life-giving reproof will dwell among the wise. Did you know reproof is life-giving? So don't be afraid
That's a corrective word, right?
A corrective life-giving word.
Yeah.
And sometimes with our kids, if they can trust that and see that that's life-giving, what a culture you set up there. And I'll challenge you guys to read the rest of that passage to see how beautiful that proverb completes that thought.
We will link over to that proverb in the show notes. We'll have that link. And also, we'll have information about how to say prayers for your children. That's an article that we have that'll encourage you. That'll be in the show notes as well. And then we'd love for you to donate to the work of Focus on the Family. We're listener-supported. We make these podcasts and resources available to all who come. And we'd love for you to kind of be the fuel in our gas tank, if you will, so we can motor along and continue to encourage and help parents. Make a donation today, and we'll say thanks by sending a copy of Jody Berndt's great book, Praying the Scriptures for Your Children. Took this book home, and my wife Dina really, really likes it. I think you will too. All the details about that book and how you can help the ministry out are in the show notes. We'll hear more from Jody next time, and for now, on behalf of Danny and the entire team, I'm John Fuller, and this has been the Focus on the Family Parenting Podcast.
Hi, I'm Jim Daly. The Supreme Court will soon make a significant decision on abortion. How will this impact you? Join me and other pro-life champions, including Ben Shapiro and Candace Owens, on June 14th for Focus on the Family's See Life 2022 live stream. Find out how you can respond to this important pro-life moment. Sign up at focusonthefamily.com/seelife. That's focusonthefamily.com. www.cbcpromise.com/sealife.